This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John were preaching the gospel in Jerusalem, and many thousands of people believed and came to saving faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, those pesky religious leaders certainly took notice and had Peter and John arrested so they could question them. The next day, as they questioned them, Peter and John spoke plainly and directly that they followed Jesus of Nazareth. The Bible says that the religious leaders were astonished at their boldness to the point where they really weren't sure what to do with them. Wow, what an example for us to follow. I wonder what a church full of people with that boldness for the gospel would do for the expansion of Christ's church. But Peter and John weren't alone. See, the Holy Spirit was with them and gave them strength. In fact, later in chapter 4 of Acts, we read that the prayers of the church empowered them and caused the Holy Spirit to work mightily and allowed them to share the gospel with great boldness. Don't you find it interesting that they didn't pray for the perfect words to say or for God to provide a huge crowd or even opportunities? They didn't pray for a bigger stage or some great influence. They prayed for what? Boldness, courage, and strength to simply preach the gospel wherever and however God had predestined for them to go, Acts 4:28. Paul, in his letter from prison to the Philippians, said he is pouring himself out, giving everything he has to press on boldly for the gospel, and he makes it very clear that believers are to join him as he prays for their strength. I don't know about you, but I don't often find myself praying for the boldness of others to preach the gospel, do you? I've been in plenty of church prayer meetings and small groups and have prayed for many events. I can't say that I've ever been to an event like that of Acts chapter 4, where Christians gathered together to pray for each other's boldness in the gospel. Have you? We find it easy to pray for our needs, hurts, and trials, and we should do those things, but I wonder why we don't pray for each other's boldness to preach the gospel. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit moved upon them, and they continued to speak the word of God with what? Boldness. I wonder if our politically correct world of soft evangelicalism, if we would even dare to begin to pray for boldness, not just for ourselves, but even more for others in the church. Well, let's start now. Father, give me boldness to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even more, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, empower those listening right now to not be silent, but declare your word, declare your gospel. Do not merely hope that someone will run into them or notice their lifestyle. Rather, that we would take initiative and speak, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, empower your people and gather the lost to yourself as only you can do, all through the bold preaching of the gospel. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.